you're probably trying to figure out if you have this empath ability or not. Or maybe you just like, you're wondering, are you just strange? Well, this ability you have is a great benefit. Empaths have great benefits. And watch, I'll show you what you're able to do and how you can serve people. Benefits of being an empath. You know, if you have people around you who have noticed your strange abilities that you have, you might have been called a weirdo or a strange-o, or maybe even people in your family are teasing you about, you know, that you're so sensitive. Or they might even have questioned you, you know, why you feel so down all the time. Well, being an empath means that you have a high level of sensitivity to not only your own thoughts and feelings, but to the thoughts and feelings of other people, and that you can sense what is happening around you, and that you can actually connect the dots between people and experiences and what's happening in people's lives. And you might be a person, I don't know if you're at this level yet, but you might be at a place where you can actually see how their current behaviors are going to play out into some scenarios. Now, I'm not bringing up fortune telling. That's not what I'm bringing up. What I'm bringing up is, you know, life is an equation. And when you do a particular action with certain thoughts and certain behaviors, you can start to get an idea how it's going to turn out for somebody. And an empath is just more attentive and more sensitive to that equation that's happening to someone. So you might be having a lot of these things happen, but let me help you with some of the benefits of what it's like to be an empath. First, I just want to show you the different areas that your sensitivity is reaching into. Your sensitivity gives you the ability to, you know, be able to sense your own thinking, other people's thinking, be able to sense your feelings and other people's feelings. The third area is you're able to pick up on experiences that have happened to people, and experiences that have happened to people literally are stored around a person. It's not all stored inside of the head, inside the brain. It's actually stored around us and in our flesh. So as an empath, you'll be able to pick up on these experiences that people have had. And then also out here, be able to feel and notice and connect how all three of these actually start to create what happens around them. And then the coolest part, or the coolest benefit about being an empath, is number five, is you're able to be sensitive enough to notice how all of these, 1, 2, 3, and 4, are all connected. And this sensitivity is literally a benefit. But if you've had a bunch of people tell you that you're weird and something's wrong with you and you feel like something's wrong with you, you could be, you know, lowering your value and this gift to a point that it feels more like it's a burden. Well, it's a benefit. You're able to be so sensitive to notice things that most people can't even pay attention to. Most people can't even barely balance their bank accounts or even manage time. And here you are, able to sense and feel what's going on inside of a person, what's going on around a person, and what could happen to them if they don't change their behaviors. You have a great ability to help others. And the benefit is you're able to, if one leads to two and two leads to three and three leads to four, the biggest benefit you have here in this gift of being an empath is literally to help people make adjustments so that what those destructive thoughts they have don't play out clear into step four. You can help people change before the outcome comes back at them. So being an empath really helps a lot of other people. It can feel like a burden, but it really is a big benefit to the people around you. You just need to make sure that you're, you know, giving that information to people in a very responsible, respectful way. But these are the four different areas that you're able to pick up on. You know, you'll be able to interpret and be able to see how they're all connected and how they're influencing each other. Because like you and I both know, everything in this world follows a pattern. And if you go to the source of the pattern, then you can make adjustments if you don't like the outcome. But if you want to make an outcome, you can actually, you know, design your thoughts, design your feelings, design your mood, so it can produce a life that you want to live. So the benefit of being an empath is, if somebody is struggling with life and they don't know how to adjust their mood or their emotions or their thoughts, you can actually be there to help them. It's kind of like you're a first aid type of person for their thoughts and emotions, you know, or a mechanic or a home remodeler for people's minds and hearts. I know it kind of sounds weird, but it's so true. You have such a sensitivity of the 1, 2, 3 right here that you can help people get their lives in order. You can help people get more in order so that their number 4, their life experience out and around them, can be more of a positive experience. That's what you can do. And I like to train people like you in how to do this better. That's why I like to train empaths to become coaches and mentors, because you're so sensitive here. All you got to do is be able to manage your own emotions and manage your own thoughts so that this gift can really rise to the top and be able to serve people. But there's so many benefits that you have in helping other people. But to really help you with this on another level is, it's super important that you stay very, very clear what your identity is, like what your mission is. It's to serve and help other people, not to weird them out or to make them, you know, nervous because you know so much about them. But you can find ways to be able to communicate with them, to share the information that you pick up on naturally with these people that you're around. You are a gift to people. You really are. You really are. This what you've been wrestling with and trying to figure out about yourself, really something that can help others. And so I just want to give you 3 really important steps to be able to help you be able to do this. Number 1, it would be super important for you to create a collage about who you are. Now, a collage is it's a picture of you with a bunch of other pictures around you, you know, of mountains and trees and streams and flowers and all the fun things you like to do, but literally a visual collage of who you are. And put that on a poster board or build that on your computer and put it on your phone. But it would be a great place for you to be able to have some connection or grounding moments so that you can feel like, oh yeah, this is me. This is who I am. Because as an empath, what happens is you get super connected to lots of people and it starts to feel like you forget who you are. So build a collage of who you are. You know, get a poster board, yay big, put a picture of you, and then just fill it full of all the pictures of everything you like. Just pick a whole bunch of pictures. That would be a great place for you first thing in the morning to look at, to be able to come to center, get balanced on the inside. That way when you're out with other people, you don't get lost and confused of whose feelings are whose. You know who yours are. You can identify those. Okay, number 2. So that's a visual. Number 2, a music list. I know as an empath, what you can sense and feel harmony and when there's disharmony. And so for me, music is really important for me to be able to be in touch with vibration. And so I find great music to listen to so that I can be able to be in touch with the music. I can be in touch with people. And so to wake up and push play and have great music to listen to, super awesome way to just calibrate and balance yourself. Okay, number 3, at the end of the day, you know, because of all the things that you've gone through during the day, at the end of the day, another grounding technique, just like every tree has roots that go into the ground, that's what I mean by grounding technique. At the end of the day, I pull out my little journal and I write down 10 things that I loved about the day. 10 things that I loved about the day, because the ability to sense and be be sensitive and to connect to people, is it's about liking things. It's about loving things. It's about gratitude. And so I want to make sure at the end of the day, I'm finishing my day with a list of 10 different things that I loved about the day. And my descriptions are super short. I mean, they're just short little descriptions, but there's a list of 10 in my little journal. So before I go to sleep, I'm literally connecting the whole day to these 10 great moments that happened during the day. Now, if there's 11, you can write 11 or 12, but a minimum of 10. Because I want to make sure, no matter what emotions I connected to, no matter what stuff I felt like I was around me and I connected to and I felt or thought, it might have been scary or nervous to know about, I want to end the day in a good place. End the day in a good place so I can wake up tomorrow in a better place. Because how I put myself to bed is how I'm going to wake up to the next day. So 10 things you learned about the day. So collage, great music, and then end the day with 10 things you love. And that'll help calibrate you, because what you have and what you can do to help people is incredible and beautiful. And practice serving and helping people. Practice that. And you're going to make a really big difference in people's lives today. All right, I hope that made great sense to you and gave you some action steps of what to do here. And don't you love the picture? I just gotta show you again. Don't you love the picture? It's so cool to know how much you are connected to. Well, I can help you. I can help you develop this skill of serving and helping people. And what you wanna do is click the link here, right down here below, and get yourself out here to Salt Lake City. You know, and I would love to be able to see you at my 3-day training class here called Art of Mentoring. And wow, if you could know how to help people with this ability you have, you could really, really help marriages and families and kids be able to improve their lives, because you got a great skill. And also click subscribe. Let's stay connected, right? No reason for this to ever end. Stay connected so that we can see each other again, and I'll send you my next video. Awesome.